第四，我们就把它总结。
A few more times we edit.
那最后一节讲的是什么地方呢
？And what was the last word that we preached the last time?
最后一节我们讲的是如弗
，Rufus
以他的母亲，他的母亲就是我的母亲。
十三节，
这是第十三节。
Verse number 13。
保罗讲这一节圣经的时候
，When Paul say about this verse，
是记在一个很重要的人。
He was recording a very important person.
这个人是谁呢
？Who is this person？
这个人是曾经这个背过耶稣的十字架。
A one who has carried actually this cross of Jesus.
这个人名叫呢古里奈人西门。
And this Simon of Cyprene，
他是被动的，不是愿意的做这件出事。
He was asked of force to carry the cross for Jesus.
他走到半路的时候
halfway through，
罗马兵把他抓住
，the Roman soldier caught him，
逼他
，and force him
背十字架
，took up the cross。
为什么要背耶稣的十字架
？Why to take up the cross for Jesus？
因为耶稣被打到满身受伤。
Because Jesus had been whipped so that he was wounded throughout.
不成人形了。
And he was not in human form now.
你们看 The Passion of Christ 的这个受难记，你就知道那一件事情。
When you see The Passion of Christ, you see that part.
所以他很不甘愿，也不得不要做。
So unwillingly, but yet he got to do it.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为罗马帝国有一个条例。
Because in Roman Empire there's a law.
兵丁在路上
，The soldiers on the road.
见到哪一个人
，Whoever he sees.
他都有权柄叫那个人做一些事情。
He has authority to command him to do something.
特别是罗马兵有很重的责任的时候。
And especially Roman soldier when they have heavy weight to carry.
他们当兵的人是很可怜的。
You know, as a soldier is so pitiful.
他们拿的击中就是武器。
And they have their own weapon.
是重的不得了。
It's so heavy.
而且要走几十里的路。
They got to walk for tens of miles.
所以他们累得半死的时候。
So when they're so tired.
所以罗马帝国就有一个条例。
So there's a law coming.Roman Empire,
你看到路上有个很强壮的人
or the road, if you see someone strong,
你叫他下来
ask him to come,
背着我的东西
take my cross,
你一定要做
and take my thing, you can do it.
但是呢这个条例还有人性
but there is humanity in this law.
你只能逼他一里
you can only force him to walk for 1 mile.
以后你就要叫他放下来
then he can put it down.
你不可以逼他第二
you cannot force him to go 2nd mile.
所以耶稣基督说如果人逼你走一里路你就给他走两里路你记得吗
and that's why Jesus said that when people force you for 1 mile, you walk 2 miles for him.
人家要拿你去外衣你的里衣也给他拿去
if people will take your outer coat give them also your inner coat.
耶稣讲那些话
when Jesus said all these things
不是叫基督徒做笨人
not that we Christians become fools.
那是叫基督徒做一个主动的伦理专家
but become an ethics expert who is good
active ethic people
yeah
那么基督教的伦理跟所有其他的哲学的伦理不同的地方在哪
so the difference of Christian ethic as other philosophical ethics is that
如果我们做事
if we do something
是因为我们愿意
it is because we are willing
我们做好
when you do it well
是因为我们甘愿
because we are willing
我们帮助人
when you help others
是出于我们的爱心
it is because of our love
我们有重大的工作要做
when we have greater mission to do
不是单单为了责任
not for the sake of responsibility
为了主动的感情
but we take active part in it、
这是基督教的伦理。
This is a Christian ethics.
虽然人家逼你走一里路
，If people would force you for 1 mile，
那么那个时候你是受逼的，你一定要走的。
But you are being forced, you have to do it.
因为这是帝国的宪法，你一定要遵守。
Because the law of the empire got to do it.
但是等到一里以后
，But after that 1 mile，
你看到时间到了
，When you see time is up，
你就拿下来
，You throw it down，
我不要背了
，I'm not going to carry it anymore。
你自己背
，You take it yourself。
那罗马兵没有办法的。
The Roman soldier cannot force you again.
他一定要自己背。
He got to take it himself.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这是宪法。
Because that's the law.
谁违背宪法，不管是兵是平民，都要受审判。
Whoever go against the law, whether the soldier or the people, they got to be punished.
所以当你把东西拿下来的时候
，So when you take it down,
你责任完了
，Your responsibility is done.
你就很神气的，你自己背。
And say you take it yourself.
你就可以走了。
Then you can go.
但是耶稣基督说什么呢
？But what did Jesus say？
人叫你走一里路
，When people force you for 1 mile，
你就走两里路。
You take 2 miles。
你为什么呢
？Why？
是不是耶稣叫我们做笨人呢
？Is Jesus wanted to be fool？
不是的
，No。
因为第一里路你是被动的
，Because the first mile is that you are passive。
那么基督徒做了应当做的工作以后
，But Christian after you've done what you have to do，
那么呢他要拿下来的时候
，So when before he take it down，
这个兵丁是很难过，因为他很累了，他没有办法再背。 很
The soldiers feel that he's very tired, he cannot carry anymore.
所以你就对他说
So you tell him.
本来我的责任完了
Actually, my responsibility is done.
我看你很辛苦
But I see you are very tired.
你要到哪里呢
Where you want to go?
他说我要到斯伦班去
He said, I want to go to 斯伦班
哎呦这么远
So far, you say.
你真的可怜
You are pitiful.
我看你的背都受伤了
I see you hurt with your shoulder.
那我再帮助你再一里好不好
I'll help you one more mile.
那个兵会不会说不好不好
Would the soldier say no no no
会不会啊
Would he say
他一定说什么
He'll say、
好是好不 我不敢
It's good but I dare not
因为这个违背宪法
Because this go against the law
那么基督徒就说什么
But as Christians
不要紧
Never mind
不是你违背宪法
Not that you go against the law
是我甘愿帮助你
But that I'm willing to help you
所以你不要怕不要客气
So don't be afraid of that
我看你很累很可怜
I see you're tired
我帮助你
I help you
所以当基督徒主动帮助他的时候
So when Christian actively want to help
这个人的态度就不一样了
Then his attitude will be different
刚才他说背
The first time he said carry for me
现在呢
Now he said
就变成好人了
Be a good man now.
那他现在对你就很客气了。
Now he is good to you.
那第二礼的时候呢
？When they walk the second mile,
基督徒就被问了。
Christian are being asked.
我从来没有见过这样的人。
I never see such a person.
为什么你会被第二礼
？Why said you carry for the second mile?
那就是你为主做见证的机会。
Now it's time for you to testify for the Lord.
你懂吗
？Do you know?
当耶稣被十字架的时候
，When Jesus took the cross，
这个不是兵丁的击中，不是他的武器。
This is the weapon of the Roman soldiers。
这是被认为犯人应当背的十字架。
But it's a criminal he got to take his own cross。
那一天的罗马兵丁叫古尼赖人是因为来背耶稣的十字架，到底他有没有这个资格呢
？That day when Roman soldier called the Cyprian Simon to come and take the cross， does he have this authority？
这个是不是宪法的事情呢
？Is this something of the law？
所以我相信古尼奈人西门一定心里恨得不得了，你这样逼我被这样重、这么大、这么粗的字架，他恨之入骨。
I believe that Simon the Cyprian man hated him very much。
所以呢，当他背的时候
，So when he was carrying，
他心里恨不得这些罗马兵快快死。
In his heart, probably he hated all these soldiers would die。
但是当他背到一半的时候
，But halfway through the carrying，
他发现耶稣基督
，He discovered Jesus
在受苦受难的时刻中间
，That a time of suffering
完全没有怨言。
He never murmur.
完全没有责备。
Never rebuke.
他是那样愿意为人的罪担当这样重的痛苦。
He was so even willing to take up this suffering for mankind's sake.
所以西门一面背一面受感动。
So on one hand, Simon was hurting. He was so touched.
他就注意耶稣基督。
So he looked at Jesus.
他的心就变得活了起来了。
So his heart was kindled.
他也想，为什么有人这样受苦，却有这样伟大的爱在他的心中
？He was thinking that someone is suffering, yet he has such a great love in his heart.
所以我相信西门的生命就改变了。
So I believe Simon's life was changed.
这个改变是因为看见耶稣基督而改变。
The change that he saw Jesus and he was changed.
所以当他背完了以后呢
？So after carrying the cross,
他已经变成心受主所吸引。
So his heart was attracted by Jesus.
他盼望做一个真正跟随主耶稣。
So he wanted to be a true follower of Jesus.
我的一生如果能够接受能够跟随能够明白认识这位主这是我最大的荣耀
For my whole life you can accept and know and follow this Christ Jesus is most glorious
所以跟别人不一样的
So it's different from others
当这个十字架已经背到哥哥他山上
So when he carried across to Golgotha
罗马兵说你可以走了
The Roman soldiers you can go now
我相信他很舍不得走
He doesn't want to go I believe
因为他现在已经爱上耶稣
Because now he loved Jesus
他深深受耶稣的感动
His heart was so touched by Jesus
所以当他离开的时候
So at the time he was leaving
他是很舍不得离开耶稣
He doesn't want to leave.
因为他在生命中间曾经有这一段的时间。
Because in his life there's such a period.
亲自背耶稣的十字架。
He has personally took the cross of Jesus.
耶稣的血在十字架上也沾到他的身体了。
Jesus' blood upon the cross now also stained him.
所以他一定一生一世很纪念、很爱惜这一段生命的时刻。
So for his whole life, he loved this period of life.
以后呢，这就变成他的荣耀。
And that became his glory.
当人家讲耶稣被钉十字架的事情
，So when people are talking about crucifixion of Jesus,
问他说，你知道不知道这个事
？We ask, do you know about this thing?
他说，我不但知道，我背过他的十字架。
It's not only I know, I carry his cross.
我那一天在那里啊
，On that day I was there.
我亲自跟他在一起走。
Personally, I was walking with him.
那么他有没有骂人啊
？Did he scold anybody?
没有。
No, he didn't.
他有没有咒诅人呢
？Did he curse someone?
没有啊。
No, he didn't.
不但如此。
Not only so,
他所表示的慈爱
what kind of mercy expresses?
对人的怜悯
and to a poor pity,
甘愿受苦
and willing to suffer,
遵行上帝的旨意
and to do the will of God.
这个使我的心深深受感动
My heart was so touched by that.
所以呢，古利奈西门是一个一生一世见证耶稣基督的人。
So Simon the Cyprian was the one whole life that he testified for the Lord.
后来上帝为他预备了一个太太。
And Jesus, God prepared a wife for him.
后来他跟这个太太结婚，就生了一个叫卢弗的人。
So he got married and gave birth to this man called Rufus.
就保罗就认识西门的太太。
And Paul knew this Simon's wife.
可能西门已经死了。
Maybe Simon has passed away.
那么保罗传道的时候。
Paul, when he was preaching,
见过这个人
he has seen this person.
所以这个人就把保罗当作他的孩子一样。
So then this, this man treat Paul like a son.
保罗就把他当作母亲。
And Paul treat him like a mother.
所以出现了这句话。
So then this verse came.
卢弗的母亲就是我的母亲。
Rufus' mother is my mother.
把别人的母亲当作自己的母亲。
To deem others' mother as our mother.
把别人的亲人当作自己的亲人。
To deem others' relative as relatives.
把别人的孩子当作自己的孩子。
To deem others' children as Children,
把别人的兄弟当作自己的兄弟
to give others brother as brothers,
这是人间何等感人的一种感情
this kind of emotion which is touching in human
这是很不简单的事情
something not easy
中国历史中间只有一个哲学家讲这种感情
in Chinese history there's only one philosopher that talk about this
不是孔子
not Confucius
不是老子
not 老子
是谁啊
who is that
是墨子
this is 墨子
墨子有一句话叫做兼爱
墨子 say to love inclusively.
我们讲仁爱
we talk about mercy,
慈爱
and also the kindness,
还有兼爱
and also inclusive love.
到了孙中山的时候就出现博爱
when it comes to 孙中山 he said a wider love.
这有关于爱的四种描写
four kinds of description of love.
仁爱
mercy,
慈爱
kindness,
亲爱
and also the love,
那么这个比较普通的
these are ordinary,
但是兼爱跟博爱
when I talk about inclusive love, when I talk about worldly love,
有相同的意思
that's about same meaning,
就是把世界变成自己的家一样
you turn the whole world as if it's a family,
你把别人当作自己的家人
and other as inclusively your own family members,
照老这个墨子的看法
according to 墨子's view,
人人把别人的父母看作自己的父母
if people would deem others father as a father
人人把别人的兄弟当作自己的兄弟
others brothers as a brothers
人人把别人的孩子看成自己的孩子
and others children as our own children
人人把别人的后代看成自己的后代
and others later generation as our own younger generation
把别人的老师当成自己的老师
and people's teacher as our own teacher
把别人的这个学生当成自己的学生
to deem others student as our students
这样去大家是在一个世界中间变成一个大家庭
soThe whole world is turned to a big family.
这样社会就很和祥了。
And then there will be harmony in the society.
人际的关系就非常善良了。
Human relationship will be good.
好不好啊
？Is that good?
好。
Good.
这个是墨子的特点。
So 墨子 's specialty is in this.
当然，孔子是不赞成。
And because Confucius don't agree.
不是说孔子不赞成这种。
Not that he doesn't agree with this.
孔子也赞成大家有人作为人性的最基本的。生活原则。
Of course, he believed that this kindness might become the foundation of humanity.
所以中国哲学的仁者仁也。
And also said that there's a pity is that between two men.
我们怎么样做人呢
？How that we become men?
人做人就是要有仁爱，把别人当作自己一样，彼此相尊重，这才像是人。
To be a man, you must have kindness to deem other as humankind. That is man.
人跟人有礼让。
Man and man, you must this are hum. So this are man.
那你先。
You go first.
你先。
You go first.
尊重别人。
You respect others.
你会看见两只狗吃一块骨头的时候，你先。会不会
？Would you see two dogs fighting for a bone and say you first?
那么那只狗说你先。
Then the other dog will say you first.
没有的。
No.
他虽然是母亲跟孩子。
Even though it's the mother and the son.
你丢一块骨头在哪
？Would you throw a bone there?
两只狗就去抢了。
The two dogs will fight for it.
他不会说你先。
He will say you go first.
我刚才刚刚吃了，你先。
Oh, I just taken you first.
没有这个事情。
No, that won't happen.
仁者仁也，这个是中国哲学。
To be kind, then is a man.
做人要有好的心肠。
You must have good compassion.
做人要尊重别人。
You must respect others.
做人要对别人的爱。
You must love others.
孔子是有这个思想。
Confuse us to find this out.
但是孔子认为不行的事情就是我的家就是我的家，你的家就是你的家，不能乱。
Confuse is saying that my my home is my home, your home is your home, cannot be confused.
那么你说圣经怎么样呢？
You say, how about the Bible?
圣经是赞成孔子，赞成墨子。
Does the Bible agree with Confucius or 墨子？
圣经是上帝的话语。
And the Bible is the word of God.
家庭的伦理一定有界限。
So in the family ethic, there's a boundary.
但是对别人一定爱人如己。
But to others, you love others as yourself.
所以两方面都结合起来。
When you integrate those sides.
那保罗在这里讲的这句话。
Paul, when he said this here.
如父。
Rufus.
跟他的孩子。
And the son,
跟他的母亲。
And the mother.
如父的母亲就是我的母亲。
Rufus' mother is my mother.
他看别人的母亲如同自己的母亲。
He deemed others' mother his own mother.
看别人的孩子如同自己的孩子。
Other children as own children.
就是世界大同。
Then is the whole as a community.
天下为公。
And all the whole world is an injustice.
人类一家。
And whole ways of a family.
这是很难得的。
That is not easy.
那耶稣就是在十字架上的时候。
Jesus upon the cross.
他对约翰说。
He told John.
儿子看你的母亲。
Son look at the mother.
你对玛利亚说。
And tell Mary.
母亲看你的儿子。
Mother look at the son.
这就建立了这种关系的开始。
Then establish the beginning of this kind of relationship.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
今天我们怎么样呢？
Today how do we behave?
照样的。
The same thing.
我大概在19岁的时候。
When I was 19, about.
我信耶稣得救以后两年
2 years after I believe in Jesus,
我突然发现全世界都可以做我的亲人。
Suddenly I find the whole world can become my relatives.
比我大的都像我哥哥
like my brother.
比我小的都像我弟弟
like my younger brother.
比我年轻的都像我的后辈
like my
比我老的都像我的母亲
the older one my parents.
用这种观念再去看每一个人的时候
when I do this concept to you everybody,
你对别人的关怀对别人的了解对别人的爱就慢慢加添。
Your care, your understanding, your love to others will increase.
这是很好的。
This is good.
但是还是有界限。
But then there's a boundary.
可以把别人的母亲看成你母亲。
You can deem others mother as your mother.
把别人的孩子当作你的孩子。
Others son as your son.
把别人的爸爸看作你爸爸。
Others father as your father.
把别人兄弟当作你兄弟。
Others brother as your brothers.
只有一样不可以。
Only one thing you cannot.
不可以把别人太太看作你的太太。
You cannot deem others wife as your wife.
那个不可以的。
That's no.
那么呢，保罗说呢？
Paul said,
如父的母亲就是我的母亲。
Rufus mother is my mother.
所以你们要学习。
So you must learn.
尊重别人的长辈。
To respect others elders.
如同尊重自己的长辈。
As you respect your own elders.
每次看到比你年长的人。
Every time when you see your, those are elderly.
你的态度一定要谦卑。
Your attitude must be humble.
因为他比你早生几十年。
So he has been born tens of years earlier than you do.
昨天有一个人在那个小城市前天。
And the day before yesterday, in that small town, is a person.
我走出去的时候
when I walked it out,
他就笑笑的，很欢迎，很欢喜的伸出手，就跟我握手。
With a smiling face, he wanted to shake my hand.
我也跟他笑笑。
I smiled at him.
我也跟他握手。
I shook hands with him.
握到一半，我就把他的手拉起来。
Halfway, I took up his hand.
他吓了一跳。
And he was frightened.
他就站起来了。
And he stood up.
然后我再笑笑的说。
And I smiled at him.
要跟老人家握手，你要站起来。
When you shake hands with old people, stand up and.
他马上了解了。
Then he understood.
对不起，对不起。
I'm sorry.
很多年轻人哦。
Many of young people.
老人家过去坐在那边跟他握手。
They just sit down and shake hands with the old people.
不可以的。
You cannot do that.
你懂不懂啊
？Do you know?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他是老人。
Because he's an old person.
你怎么会坐在那边跟老人家握手
？How can you sit there and shake hands with the old people?
你要站起来。
You must stand up.
这是基本的礼貌。
This is a basic manner.
尊重别人。
To respect the age,
尊重别人的母亲
to respect people's mother,
尊重别人母亲如同尊重自己母亲
to respect people's mother, like, as if you are as respecting your own mother
这些话里面
all these words
都隐藏着平常我们没有注意的教义
is hidden with the doctrine in the only day we never pay attention
这些不是教义问题
these are not doctrine actually
这不是教义是礼仪
not doctrine but ritual right
这不是关你信仰问题是生活
but it's about your life
这不关你信心的问题是你的行为
not about your belief or your conduct
这不关系你里面的这个灵性的问题
not something about inner spirituality
是外面你这个人伦之间的关系
but outer human relationship
感谢上
praise God
我们要养成习惯
we must have this kind of habit
没有仇敌
no enemies
没有所讨厌的
no the one that you hate
人如果讨厌我
if you hate me
那是他的事
That is his man.
我不会讨厌他。
I won't hate him.
如果人妒忌我
，If people are jealous of me,
那是他的事。
That is his man.
我不妒忌他。
I won't jealous of him.
人如果排斥我
，If people would do not like me,
那是他的事。
That is his business.
我不用同样的办法去对付。
I won't use the same way to deal with him.
所以你们注意啊。
So you pay attention.
对人常存慈爱怜悯。
If we have mercy and kindness to others,
去抓住公义的原则。
But then you catch hold of the principle of righteousness.
那你的伦理就会。一天比一天长进
then your ethic will grow day by day.
如果人骂你，
if people scold you,
你骂回他，
you go back.
那不是表示你胜了，
not that you're victorious,
也不表示你厉害，
not that you're better off,
表示你的人格跟他一样低，
meaning your personality is as low as he is.
你懂吗？
Do you know?
人怎么对待你？
But how people deal with you?
你不可以用同样的态度去对待他。
You will not use the same manner to deal with them.
因为你一这么做的话，
because when you do that way,
你证明你跟他一样，是一样卑鄙，一样下。
It's only but to prove that you are as equally mean as he is.
人向你讲粗话，你不要讲粗话。
When people scold you with coarse language, don't fight back.
他讲粗话，他的口是脏的，用肥皂都洗不清楚。
When they have the coarse come in their mouth, even their mouth is dirty, cannot be washed with soap.
你也用这个粗话骂他的话，那你跟他同样下。
When you scold them back with a coarse word, you are equal with him.
所以你一定要记得。
So you must remember.
我们一定要主动的。
Actively.
尊敬人。
Respect people.
好待人。
And treat people well.
关怀人。
Take care of people.
特别是对别人的长辈是。
And especially people's elderly.
这是第十三节我再加上去的话语。
This is what I added for this verse number 13.
那么第接下去14到16节我就不解释了。
And I will not explain 14 to 16.
现在我们大家读第17节。
We are going to read number 17.
17节一直读到第20节。
Until verse number 20.
一同来读。一、二、三。弟兄们，那些力荐你们，叫你们跌倒。被俘所需要知道的人，我劝你们要留意躲避他们，因为这样的人不服侍我们的主基督，只服侍自己的肚腹，用花言巧语诱惑那些老实人的心。你们的顺服已经传于众人，所以我们为你欢喜，但我愿意你在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。愿赐平安的上帝快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。那现在我们在第十七节这里看见几样重要的事情。
In verse 17, we see some important things here.
你要对人人都有亲睐。
To everybody, treat them with compassion.
但是对一种人你要躲避。
But to one kind of person, you want to avoid.
请你注意，我们许多时候因为我们的心地善良，我们没有好好分辨别人。
Many times because our heart is so kind, we never make discernment.
结果我们引狼入室还不知道。
So we bring the evil one to our own home, yet we are not conscious.
我相信我个人在许多事情上也不是很聪明。
I believe that personally in many of things I'm not wise enough.
所以许多时候我太信任人。
So many times I trust people too much.
结果自己吃了很多的亏。
So I have been wrong again.
所以保罗在这里教导我们。
Paul here teaches us
一个很重要的事情。
A very important thing.
就哪一种人你一定要逃避他。
That what kind of people you watch out for them.
什么人呢？
What kind of people?
力荐你们的人。
The one who caused divisions.
第二。
The second.
是叫你们跌倒的人。
The one who put obstacles so that you fall.
使你们被俘所需知道的人。
The one who is contrary to teaching.
那这三种人你都要躲避他。
These three kind of people watch out for them and avoid them.
为什么呢？
Why?
第一种人就是力荐你们的人。
The one who caused divisions.
什么叫做力荐你们的人？
What are they causing divisions?
制造纷争。
He want to cause troubles.
建立彼此的猜疑。
So that they will dispute.
使你们彼此互相不信任。
So that you mistrust each other.
那么这种人的用意是不好的。
And their motive is wrong.
主耶稣说，使人和睦的人有福了。
And Jesus said, blessed are those who cause harmony between brothers.
因为他们被称为上帝的儿子。
Because they shall be called the children of God.
上帝只有一个独生子。
God has only one son.
这个独生子到世界上来。
And then because the son, when he comes to the world,
他所做的最大的工作就是叫人与上帝和好。
The greatest thing you have done is to reconcile man to God.
所以呢，这个最重大的责任。
So this is the most heavy responsibility.
耶稣基督的十字架上成就。
Jesus upon the cross has accomplished.
如果两个人
，if two persons
本来没有问题
，after there no problem，
后来变成相争相吵
，now they quarrel and having dispute。
为了一个人在这里讲那个人的坏话，在那里讲这个人的坏话，
just
这一个人就不像上帝的儿子。像撒旦。
Just because that person gossip in his ear and in others' ears and cause division, he is not a son of God, he is a son of Satan.
我们不应当制造纷争。
We should not cause dispute.
我们要建立和平。
But rather establishing peace.
所以你到的地方。
So wherever you go.
使人与人的关系更好。
So the people's relationship will be better.
你到的地方。
Wherever you go.
使冤家变成亲。
So that those who hate each other become good.
你到的地方。
Wherever you go.
使人的误解 别化掉。
So that people misunderstanding can resolve.
使人从误会变成体会。
So that from misunderstanding become understanding.
使人从不了解变成了解。
From misunderstanding they become misunderstanding too.
所以每一次你听到有一些嫌隙的话语的时候
，So when they heard words of gossiping,
你不要随便加油加酱。
Do not add some more.
你不要随便讲一些使人纷争的事。
Do not talk about things that cause divisions.
这些事是神所不喜欢的。
These things that displease God.
什么事会使人与人的关系越来越不好呢？
The thing that caused people's relationship to be bad,
就是制造对方动机的怀疑。
And also, you cause people to be skeptical of others' motive.
你怀疑别人的动机。
When they're doubtful of people's motive,
那就人与人的关系就弄坏。
Then human relationship becomes disrupted.
啊，这种工作就是撒旦所做的工作。
This kind of work is the work of Satan.
撒旦什么时候做这个工作呢？
Satan, when he do this kind of work,
在伊甸园里面第一次就做这样的工作。
Even the Garden of Eden, the first thing that he did was that.
撒旦对夏娃对亚当说什么呢？
And then Satan told this Eve and also this Adam.
你吃这个果子吧。
You eat this fruit.
你为什么不吃？
Why don't you eat?
因为上帝吩咐我们不可以吃。
Because God commanded us not to eat.
撒旦对夏娃怎么说？
And then Satan told Eve.
你知道不知道上帝为什么叫你不可以吃？
Do you know why is that God doesn't want you to eat?
因为你一吃就像他一样聪明，他不要你喊他一样聪明，所以叫你不要吃。
Because when you eat, you'll be that intelligent like he is. He doesn't want it to happen.
这种话好像使你醒过来。
Like as if they're awakening.
我才知道。
Oh, now I know.
原来他的用意是这样。
That's such his motive.
其实这种话是很恶毒的话。
Actually, this is a very evil word.
上帝从来对人没有恶意。
God never had bad motive to people.
所以撒旦把恶意的怀疑放在你里面。
So then, this Satan implanted this doubt in you.
你一怀疑上帝的时候。
So when they're skeptical about God.
马上你与上帝的关系就割裂了。
Then your relationship with God is now divided.
这个叫做利间。
That's a division.
那中文叫做挑拨利间。
That's it cause division with dispute.
挑拨利间。
When it causes a dispute.
就是制造彼此之间的隔膜，产生彼此之间的怀疑。
You want to cause a separation, division, people are doubtful each other.
有许多时候你跟别人关系不应当是不好的。
Many times you shouldn't have bad relationship with others.
是因为中间的人越做越坏。
But because the one that go between is bad.
所以结果很难收拾。
So difficult now to make a good.
教会里面如果有这样的人呢、啊、
？If such a person in the church,
你一定要逃避他。
You must avoid them.
一定要逃避。
You must avoid them.
那为什么有一些这样的人还被受欢迎呢
？Why is it that this kind of people and yet they're being welcomed?
因为很多人喜欢听好话，不喜欢听真话。
Because a lot of people like to listen to good word but not true word.
好话是不是真正好意的？不一定。
Good words are they with good motive? No.
刚才王牧师讲一句话。
Reverend Ong said something.
好人做坏事。
Good man but bad thing that you do.
怎么好人会做坏事？
How can good men do bad things?
有的人是聪明人做笨事。
Some intelligent people do the stupid things.
有时候是坏人会做好事。
Sometimes evil men will do good things.
有人是正常人做不正常事。
Some normal men do abnormal things.
有许多时候是普通人做错事。
But many times ordinary men do wrong things.
这些都是可能的。
But all these are possible.
那么做坏事的人。
Those who do evil things.
就是那些蠢蠢动机不善的人。
Those who harbor the evil motive.
那么听好话习惯的人。
So those who are in habit to listen to good words.
他怕听坏话。
He's afraid of hearing bad words.
凡是对你讲好话的。
So when those people talk good words to you.
你就认为他是好人。
You thought that he's a good person.
这种个性会招来很大的危险。
This kind of character will bring you a lot of woes.
中国历史有个叫魏忠贤。
In China, there's a man called 魏忠信。
他魏忠贤。
魏忠贤。
就他是个宰相。
He is a prime minister.
皇帝问他说
When the emperor asked him,
你告诉我
Tell me,
说哪一种人是好人，哪一种人是坏人？
What kind of person is good? What kind of person is bad?
你知道魏忠贤怎么回答？
You know how 魏忠贤 replied?
他说对我好的就是好人。
Those who are good to me is good.
对我坏的就是坏人。
Those who are bad to me is bad.
对不对？
Is that right?
对不对？
Is that right?
我问你对不对？
And I'm asking you.
不一定。
Not necessarily.
对你坏的可能是好人。
Those who are bad to you may be good to you. He's a good man.
好的可能是坏的。
Those who are good to you may be an evil man.
当撒旦对夏娃说
When Satan told Eve,
上帝不要你吃。
God doesn't want you to eat.
因为他知道你吃了就像他一样有智慧，他不愿意你跟他一样，所以他不要你吃。
Because he knows that when you eat, you're as wise like he is. He doesn't want you to be like that.
这种话一定被许多人认为是对我有好处，因为他把情报告诉我了，我才知道秘密。
A lot of people would deem that this is a good thing because he tell me the secret message, then I know the secret now.
谢谢你把这么秘密的事情,
Thank you, you tell me the secret.
我现在才知道,
now only I know.
好在有你我才知道,
it's good because of you that I know.
这样他就上当,
then he will be tried.
所以我们要做一个好的基督徒,
so be a good Christian.
我们要做一个聪明的,
be a wise person.
有一个很重要的秘诀,
that's an important secret.
就是不是单听好话,
don't just listen to good words.
当人对我讲好话的时候,
when people tell good words to me,
我要深思明辨,
I want to make discernment.
当人对我讲坏话的时候,
when people tell me bad news,
我要先被考察,
I want to be humble to examine,
我才不会中诡计,
then I will not be trapped.
这是人生的智慧,
this is the wisdom of life.
第二种人,
the second person,
你要逃避他们,
you must avoid him.
是哪一种人呢?
What kind of people?
叫你们跌倒的,
who put obstacles in your way.
什么叫做叫你们跌倒的?
What are putting obstacles called you for?
使你们不能走在正轨的行为上,
so that you will not tread in the right path of conduct.
使你们不能建立在磐石坚固的基础上,
so that you will not be established on this rock.
你失脚,
when you fall,
你偏斜,
when you go deviating,
你跌倒,
when you fall,
就表示你已经从正当的位分跟方向中间偏离了,
within from the right position, right direction, you have now deviated.
这种人你一定要躲避他,
you must watch out for this kind of people.
亲爱的弟兄姊,
my dear brothers and sisters,
有很多的年轻人,
a lot of young people,
不小心听了那些好像对他关心的人的话,
they are not careful as if they are listening to someone who are taking care of them.
结果他们就走错路了,
and they got in the wrong way.
等他们走错路以后,
after they turn in the wrong path,
他们跌倒以后,
when they fall,
他们醒过来,
when they realize,
机会已经失去了,
the chances have passed.
许多的女孩子,
many of the girls,
爱听甜言蜜语,
they like to listen to sweet words,
就在可怕的欺骗中间, 把自己的圣洁的征兆送掉,
so in a very terrible deception they lose their virginity.
许多的青年人,
and many young people,
要试试看那些他以为是快乐的事,
because they only try things they will bring their happiness,
就在几分钟的一念中间跌倒了,
so in a few minutes they fall.
所以有一些人会给你跌倒的,
some people will cause you to fall,
没有给你走在正路中间的,
will not cause you to go on the right way.
你要特别谨慎,
you must be careful,
你要逃避他,
you must watch out for them.
你那使你跌倒,
and those who cause you to fall,
都是要你离弃上帝,
they want you to leave God,
要你走入罪恶的途径中,
they want you to walk in the way of evil.
你要逃避他,
you must watch out for them.
第三样的人,
the third,
被父所学知道的人,
those that contrary to the teaching you have learned.
基督徒啊, 你不是学了上帝的真理,
as Christian, have you ever also learned the word of God?
基督徒啊, 你不是明白了上帝的道,
as Christian, you know to understand the word of God.
神的道是叫人归正的,
the word of God wants to reform us.
神的道是叫人学义的,
wants us to learn righteousness.
神的道是叫人过圣洁生活,
the word of God asks us to lead a holy life.
神的道是叫人凭良心, 敬畏上帝行事,
the word of God causes us to go according to conscience and to fear God, to go in the right way.
叫我们学习什么叫做公义,
we learn what is righteousness,
什么叫做慈爱,
what is mercy,
什么叫做圣洁,
and what is holiness,
什么叫做陶铸的喜悦,
and what to please God,
什么叫做永远面向神的家,
that forever in the face of the hope of God.
这些好的话语,
all these good things,
都是人间的宝贝,
it is the treasure of mankind,
生命重要的教训,
important teaching of life.
那么你听 过了以后呢,
after I heard it,
你不要把它当作平常,
you do not want to treat it ordinary,
因为神的道讲出来,
because God's word is spoken,
有一天都会坚固我们, 或者会审判我们,
one day it will strengthen you or judge you.
所以不要离弃所听的道理,
so do not leave the thing that you learn,
不要违背所明白的道理,
do not be contrary to the thing you understand.
当一个人故意违背所已经学习已经明白的道理的时候,
when a person intentionally wants to go contrary to what you've learned and understand,
知善不行,
you know what's good, you never do it.
明知故犯,
you know it, you commit it.
神一定要审判,
and God surely will judge us.
所以如果有一些的人,
if some people,
在教会里面,
in the church,
教导这三样事情,
to teach these three things,
挑拨离间,
cause division,
使人的感情不好,
so that people are no good in human relationship,
叫人跌倒,
to cause people to fall,
叫人离开所学的道理,
cause people to leave from what they've learned.
我们一定要倒闭他,
we must avoid them.
所以在团契里面,
so that in the fellowship,
在祷告会里面,
in the prayer meeting,
在诗班里面,
in the choir,
在教会里面,
in the church,
如果有这样的人,
if these kind of people are there,
你一定要找出来,
you must find them out,
你一定要警告他,
and rewarn them.
若是必要,
if the,
你可以用 教会的原则,
use the biblical principles,
把他驱逐出教会,
and also even the treatment of the church.
因为这些人就像一 致的臭的苍蝇在整个香膏里面继续不断发酵，产生全瓶都臭。
Because these people like a jar of good ointment, like a fly that is dead there to cause all the bad smell.
不但如此
，Not only so，
保罗说这些人不是服侍我们的主基督。
Paul here said that these people are not serving Christ，
只是服侍自己的主仆。
By their own appetite，
那什么意思呢
？What do you mean by that？
表示他们的上帝就是他们的主皮。
Which means their God is their belly。
他们不是敬畏上帝
，They are not fearing God，
他是为了自己的需要
，But for their own need，
为了自己的生活
，For their own life，
所以装作侍奉主的样子
，They pretend to be serving God，
但是他们的心不是为侍奉主
，Their heart is not serving God，
他们的心是为了钱财
，Their heart is for money，
他们的心是为了赌福
，Their heart is for their belly。
所以耶利米说
，So Jeremiah said，
那是假先知口里有谣的，他们就说。平安的平安。
Those false prophets is that something for them to bind their mind. They say peace to you, peace to you.
他们对你说平安。
When they say peace to you,
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们得了生命的供应。
Because they have a supply for their livelihood.
生活的需要。
The need of your life.
嘴里有所好吃的东西就说平安。
If there's something tasty for them to buy and they say peace to you.
我这一生看见两个传道人。
In my life, I've seen two preachers.
很爱吃好东西。
They love to eat good things.
最好。天天山珍海味
You will get everyday good thing for them
所以他就专门结交最有钱的人
So he befriend those are rich
因为最可以请他吃好餐
Then they can take them to good restaurants
后来他慢慢就变成这些人的酒肉朋友
When he become the friend of this people on feast alone
他完全不注重传道
He never pay attention to preaching
也慢慢就变成常常一个礼拜有十多次在大餐厅出现
and then in the week many times they appear in the restaurants
那有钱人的需要他就很注意
and they meet the need of the rich man
穷人的需要他就不注意
but as the poor he never think of them
所以我慢慢就想了这句圣经
now I realize of this statement
他们是服侍自己的主妇
they're serving their own belly
不是服侍主耶稣
not serving Jesus Christ
这两个传道人两个后来死的都很凄惨
these two preachers they die pitifully
为什么呢
Why?
因为他们后来发现
they don't they discover
他爱吃好东西
they like to eat good things
他的薪水不够
and also they have no good salary
不爱在家里
so they don't stay at home
不尊重太太煮
they don't respect what their wife is cooking
注重能请他吃大餐
they are emphasizing on people's invitation
他的灵性就不好了
the spiritual is now it's not good
家庭里面的生活就没有见证
and the family life has no testimony
因为他慢慢就认为主没有给他足够的这个生物的需要
so later he finds that God has not provided good enough for his livelihood
信息的能力就没有了
so the power coming from faith now would dwindle
我亲眼看见过两个这样的传道
with my own eye I see these two preachers
最后他们都没有喜乐
and they also they did not preach anymore
他们的侍奉也没有能力
and there's no power in the ministry
他们的信徒从他们的信心没有得到帮助
and also their congregation did not get help in their message
其中有一个
one of them
甚至离开主
He left God.
死的时候被人发现在山上一个菜馆里面。
When he died, he was he died on the mountain.
尸体要带回家。
They had to take that body back. Why?
因为他不是服侍上帝。
Because he is not serving God.
他是服侍赌徒。
He serves his appetite.
为了服侍自己的赌徒。
In order to serving their own appetite.
为了服侍世界上的钱财。
And to serve the money of the world.
他们敢讲不对的话。
They dare to say things that are wrong.
敢服侍上帝。
And dare to serve those.
这是很可怜的事情。
Something pitiful.
所以你们要一定要躲避他们。
So you must watch out for them.
因为这些人用花言巧语。
By smooth talk and flattery.
诱惑。老实人的心
They deceive the minds of the naive people
第十九节说什么
Verse 19 says
你们顺从
You would obey
已经传你众人了
And has heard everybody heard
我为你们欢喜
And so because I am full of joy over you
这句话的意思是什么
What's the meaning of this verse
你们罗马人
You as Romans
你们有个美德
You have a virtue
罗马的基督徒都有个顺从的心
The Roman Christian had an obedience
所以你不爱辩论
So you do not want to debate
你不爱反抗
You do not want to go against
你是很愿意做一个顺从别人的
You are willing to be obedient
一个顺从的人
One is obedient
是一个善良的人
It's a kind person
一个顺从的人
One is obedient
是一个不坚持己见的人
It's the one who does not hold to his own principle
一个顺从的人
One is obedient
是一个非常温柔的人
It's a very gentle
但是这些人又是老实人
They are very honest
又是顺从的人
Obedient
是不是好人啊
Are they good people
我问你啊一个又老实
One is honest
又顺从的人
Obedient
好不好
Are they good
好不好
Are they good
好不好
Are they good
不好
No good
好不好
Good
好什么
What's good?
好欺负。
Good to be bullied.
好不好？好。
Good.
有很多人是好人，是好欺负的。
A lot of people are good. People are good to be bullied.
所以，请你注意哦。
The pay attention.
保罗就对这种好基督徒
，Paul to this kind of good Christians，
就开始教导他们一件事情。
He start to teach them one thing.
你很好吗
？Are you good？
你顺从
？You are obedient？
你很好吗
？Are you good？
你老实
？You're honest？
但是不要因为你老实
，Not because you're honest，
因为你顺从
，Because you're obedient，
就被人利用了。
The people will utilize you。
也是我在加拿大
，There was once in Canada，
在 Montreal 城讲道
，In Montreal City I was preaching。
我走。
I was strolling.
走的路上看见地上有一张纸。
On the street, I see a paper.
地上有纸跟我没有关系。
What is a paper on the street? Nothing to do with me.
也不是我的纸。
It is not my paper.
也没有什么图案在上面。
And there's no picture there.
也没有什么重要。
And not important.
我那天很奇怪，我就把这张纸把它拿上。
But that day, very strange, I pick up that paper.
拿上来的时候
，When I took it up,
看见上面写一句话。
One statement was there.
It is very important, very nice to be important.
就是如果能够成为好人是很重要的。
No, 成为重要是很好的。That is very nice to be important.
成为重要是很好的。
第二句呢
？And the second statement,
it is more important to be nice.
但是成为好更重要。
成为重要的人是很好的。
成为重要的人很好 is good to be important.
但是更重要的。能成为好人
，But more important is to be a nice man，
好不好啊
？Isn't it good？
好不好
？Isn't it good？
所以我就看，我感到今天得了一个很好的教训。
So I thought I got a good teaching today。
我就把它背起来。
So I memorized that。
It is very nice to be important。
成为重要的人是很好的。
But it is more important to be nice。
但是更重要的是成为好人。
我再念一遍。
I read one more time。
Very nice to be important。
那成为重要是很好的
，But it is more important to be nice。
但是更重要的是成为好人。
我再念一遍
，One more time。
It is very nice to be important。
成为重要的人很好
，But it is much more important to be nice。
但是更重要的是成为好人。
后来那天晚上讲完到大家吃饭的时候
，So then after the preaching when we have a feast，
我们谈，我就告诉大家
，So I told everybody，
我看到一张纸
，I saw a paper，
里面的这两句话
，And that two statement，
我就念给他们
，I read to them，
哇，他们都点头
，They all nod their head。
点完了一个老牧师说
，After one old pastor said，
两句不够
，Two statement not enough。
他说要加第三句
，One more the third one。
我就问他第三句是什么
，I said what is the third one？
他就念给我听
，And he read to me。
It is very nice to be important。
成为重要的人是重要的，好的
，Much important to be nice。
那是成为好人更加重要。
第三句是什么
？The third。
But you must not be too nice to be。Utilized by others.
但是你不要太好给人家利用。
If you are too nice, people will take advantage of you.
如果你太好的话，人家会占你
便宜。我再加一句上去。
So I add one more statement.
我把它背起来。
I memorize that.
后来二十几年以后，我就到
20 years later
就到吉隆坡讲给你听。
So I come to Kuala Lumpur and tell you that.
重要是很好的。
It's nice to be important.
但是更重要的是做好人。
But more important to be nice.
但是太好会被利用的。
But when you are too nice, you will be utilized.
Billy Graham 年老的时候。
And Billy Graham was old.
人家问他说。
People ask him.
你这一生有什么事是警惕你要我们知道的。
In your whole life, what's the thing that has a warning to you that you want to teach us?
他其中有一句话说。
One statement he said.
当你越出名的时候。
When you become more famous.
越多人想利用。
People want to take advantage of you.
对你好的人
，when they're good to you，
你特别要小心。
You must be more careful.
当你越出名的时候
，when you become more famous，
越多人要利用。
People want to take advantage of you.
今天我们如果是一个好人
，if we are a good person，
可能就像保罗这里讲的
，maybe like what Paul said here，
你又诚实
，you're honest，
你不但诚实
，not only that，
你又很善良，一名顺从。
You're also obedient.
那么这样的人怎么样呢
？This kind of people, what happened?
人就用花言巧语诱惑你。
People by small talk and flattery will deceive you.
不但如此
，Not only so,
他们就用你的良善来欺负。
They will also bully you with kindness.
今天我下飞机的时候
，Today when I disboarded my plane,
我就坐了这个快车。
I took express KIA.
刚刚要到快车的时候。
And before I came there,
有一个女的就来了。
And there's a lady who come.
你讲国语吗
？Do you speak Mandarin?
我说我讲过。
I said yes, I speak Mandarin.
那我有一件事情告诉你。
There's one thing I want to tell you.
我问她什么事
？What's that?
她说呢，我是中国来的。
I come from China.
我不小心信用卡不见了。
I've lost my credit card.
那我需要用钱。
I need to use money.
我看她的样子。
So I see her face.
不是真的。
Not true.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这样事情很多了。
This type of thing happens a lot.
不但很多。
Not only a lot.
我自己上了几次当了。
I've already been taken advantage of.
现在又来一个。
One more come.
我说哦，不见了。
Oh, you've lost the credit card.
那我又要小心了。
You must be careful in future.
我就走了。为什么？为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果是男人讲，男人不相信，女人讲比较得到同情啊。
Because if a man would talk to me, I won't believe. Maybe a lady would get sympathy.
而且这样的事太多了。
So many different things happen.
我不是说多就表示一定假的。
I don't mean that when it's frequent, it is not true.
但是我好像记得这个面孔看过哎。
As if I've seen this face before.
从前另外一次也在吉隆坡。
And that event also happened also in Kuala Lumpur.
一对夫妇忘记了。缺乏多少钱多少钱
A couple, they say that they have so much need.
那我刚好袋子有那些钱
I have that much money in my pocket.
差不多要给他了
I wanted to give to them.
后来我想如果是真的
I say if it's true, then it's okay.
如果是假的就太给他欺负了
It's not a true one that I'm being taken advantage of.
那我说呢 你有什么东西可以交给我的吗
I said, is there anything you can give to me as a collateral?
我把这些的钱给你
I'll give you this money.
你把你的东西交给我
Give me your collateral.
后来他说没有什么东西
nothing I have
我说那你的手表给我好不好
I said what are your watch give me your watch
其实那是一个假表
And that is a fake watch
吉隆坡有很多假表世界出名的
In the Kuala Lumpur there are many fake watch were famous in the world
那么我就说这个假表给我了
I know this is a fake watch but give to me
这个他说呢这个假表我买多少多少钱
He said how much money I bought with this fake watch
其实我知道多少钱
I know how much
所以我说试试看我就当做200块跟你买
So I want to buy for you $200.
他就说不能，这个是我丈夫给我的纪念品。
He said, "No, this is given by my husband as a souvenir."
丈夫就在他旁边。
And husband is just by the side.
丈夫说给他，给他好了。
The husband said, "Give to him."
我又再买给你。
I'll buy it.
他们演戏不演戏，我不知道。
So I wouldn't know that they are playing or not.
其实那个表呢，不止100块，到现在还在我家。
Actually, that watch doesn't worth $100. I know.
我给他地址，叫他给我地址。I give. 以后呢，必要的话，我再寄回去，他再把钱寄给我。
I said, give me your address so that if there's a need, I'll send you back the watch. You send me the money.
到现在从来没有寄信给我。
Until today, they haven't sent a letter to me.
所以那个表还在那边。
So the watch still there.
我只给他了好几百块。
So I give him a few $100.
好了，最后呢？
Finally,
我当作这个是200块，你给我其他的，我帮助你。
I said that this $200, I'll give it.
$200 ringgit.
$200 ringgit for the water. The less I help you.
所以以后我把那个表带来，你要买，我就卖给你50块好了。
So if I were to bring that watch, I'm gonna buy it by. I sell you $50.
保罗说，我知道你们很诚实。
Paul said, I know they're honest.
你们很诚实。
That you're honest.
而且保罗也说你们很顺从。
And Paul said, you're obedient.
你们的顺从很出名的。
And you're famous for that.
罗马的基督徒是很好的。
The Roman Christians are good Christians.
所以连他们的顺从都是出名的。
So even their obedience is become famous. Everybody heard about it.
保罗写信给他们。
When Paul wrote the letter to them,
大家都知道你们罗马的基督徒是很好的。
Saying that everyone knows that your Roman Christians are good,
很顺从的
，very obedient,
已经传于众人
，and they spread to everybody.
所以那边的人传什么？他们 SMS 传罗马人很顺从，不是传保罗心脏病。
And the SMS about Roman Christians are good, not that this Paul has a heart attack.
他们传了
，when they preach about that.
那保罗对说什么
？And Paul said,
但
，but then
我愿意。
How I wish
你们在善上聪明
，that you are good in good things，
在恶上愚拙
，then you are innocent about evil。
请你注意啊
，pay attention。
善上聪明
，wise about what is good，
恶上愚拙
，yeah， innocent about what is evil。
那我如果把这两句话倒过来，可以不？
If I were to turn these two statements around，
我这样子也可以。
It's okay， it's okay。
我盼望你们在善上愚拙。
I hope that you are innocent in the good things.
在恶上聪明
But upon evil things you are wise.
你说这个第一句就不大好了
So the first is not too good.
那么好不好善上愚拙恶上也愚拙
Would it be good you are innocent in good things and also in evil things?
或者你在善上聪明在恶上也聪明
Or you are wise in good things also wise in evil things?
为什么保罗说你要善上要聪明呢
Why is it Paul said that you must be wise about what is good?
他的意思是，你行善的事情上，你一定要知道怎么做。
He said, what he's saying is that upon doing good things, you must know what to do.
那么，在恶上，你笨的半死， 不会做坏事。
Upon evil thing, you are so stupid, so fool that you cannot do anything.
他的意思是这样。
That's what he meant.
但是如果第二句话反过来是什么
？If you were to twist the second verse,
你在恶上要聪明。
You must be wise upon this evil thing.
人家怎么害你，你都要知道，才不会被骗。
No matter how people want to cheat you, you know, and you may not be cheated.
善上聪明。
You're wise on good things.
恶上愚拙。
And also innocence in evil things.
这是指你的行为的问题。
Which is something pointing to your conduct.
但是别人的行为问题。
But as to others' conduct is different.
你要知道别人怎么害。
You must know how people will cheat you.
你要知道别人怎么欺负。
And how people also will bully you.
你要知道别人怎么这个用各样的恶计来侮辱你。
Know how people will entrap you.
所以别人的败坏你要明白。
And people's evils you must know.
但是当你要用同样的智慧、同样的诡计去害人的时候，保罗说。盼望你是易做的，你做不出来。
But Paul said, rather you are fools in using the same trick to trick others.
所以你说帮助人，我很会。
You said to help others, I know.
害人，我不会。
But to put evil things to others, I don't know.
这个够不够
？Is that good enough?
别人怎么害我，我知道。
No matter how people want to cheat me, I know.
但是叫我同样害他，我不要。
But using the same trick to trick them, I wouldn't want.
这才是基督徒。
And that is a Christian.
耶稣基督说呢
？Jesus said.
有人
，their people
也很好
，they're good，
但是呢，很笨
，but they're fools。
还有一种人呢
，some people
是很好
，they're very good，
但是很聪明
，but they're wise。
还有一种人是呢
，another kind
很坏
，very evil，
但是很笨
，but very stupid。
还有一种人是很坏
，very evil，
但是很聪明
，but very wise。
你说耶稣哪里有讲这个话
？Did Jesus say that？
有没有
？Did Jesus say that？
耶稣有没有讲啊？
Did Jesus say that?
耶稣在某一句话里面隐藏了这四种人。
And in certain words of Jesus include these four kind of people.
耶稣说你们要善良如同。
You must 善良如同。
啊？善良如同？啊
？You must innocent, kind like what?
像什么？啊？我问你呀、啊，啊？你们要善良如同什么？你一个都不知道，你们善良如同鸽子。
You must also kind like a dove.
你不要客气。
Say louder next time.
善良如同鸽子。
You must kind like a dove.
纯良如同鸽子，但你们要灵巧如同什么？什么意思
？You must as a clever as like a serpent.
纯良表示你要做好人。
Which is kind, you must be a good person.
灵巧表示你要做聪明。
Also, you also must be very wise.
所以这两句话隐藏着四种人。
So these two statements including four kind of people.
有的人很纯良。
Some are very kind.
但是很聪明。
But they're very wise.
有一种是很纯良。
Some are very kind.
很笨。
But very,
有一种是很坏。
Some are very evil.
但是很聪明。
But very wise.
一种是很坏。
But some are very evil.
又很笨。
But also very stupid.
又好又聪明。
So good and wise.
又坏又聪明。
But then evil and also intelligent.
又好又笨。
But then good also foolish.
又坏又聪明。
But evil and also wise.
四种人。
Four kind of people.
好，现在你们讨论一下啊。
So you just discuss.
等下我叫几个人上来。
I ask a few to come forward.
那你告诉我哪一种最好，哪一种最坏，好不好
？You tell me which is the best.
好，现在你们讨论一下。
You just discuss.
不讲话的，我一定叫他上来。
Those who not even say the word, I ask, surely ask you to come.
又好又聪明。
Well, you're good and also you're wise.
又好又笨。
But then you are 又好。
又好又又好又笨。
Yeah, wise but yet you.
No, good and stupid.
You're good but yet stupid.
啊。又坏又聪明。
You're evil, you're intelligent.
又坏又笨。
But then you're also evil and also you're stupid.
一共四种。
Four kind.
哪一种好？哪一种最好
？Which is better?
哪一种第二？哪一种第三
？What's the first? What's the second? What's the third?
哪一种第四
But the fourth.
你一回答就知道你是好又或者又笨又好。
So when you give the answer, we know which category you belong to.
最好的是什么？
What's the best?
又好又聪明，容易不容易？
And now intelligence.
容易不容易啊？
Is that easy?
啊？好人。
Good man.
常常不聪明。
Many times not too intelligent.
聪明人。
Intelligent people.
常常不大好。
Sometimes not too good.
对不对啊？
Isn't it so?
耶稣说你要做又好又聪明，那个是真的基督徒。
It's the true Christian. Jesus said that when you are good and also you are very intelligent.
但我们常常做不到。
But many times we can achieve that.
所以很多基督徒很好，好笨蛋。
So many Christians are good but good stupid.
又好又笨。
And good but then fools.
我许多时候也是好笨蛋。
Many times I'm also a good fool.
所以求主给我聪明。
So I ask God to give me intelligence.
好笨蛋。
Good fools.
好聪明蛋。
And also good intelligent
people. 最好的是又好又聪明。
The best is that you're good and intelligent.
第二是什么？
The second.
又快又聪明啊。第二是什么？
What is the second?
好笨蛋啊。
Good fools.
第三种是什么？
The third.
坏笨蛋。
Evil. 坏笨蛋。Evil and stupid. Bad and stupid.
最坏的是什么？
What's the worst?
又坏又聪明。
Also they are, these are evil but yet they are very intelligent.
我相信你们都答对了。
So you have got given the right answer.
耶稣说你们要，你们就是最好的。
Jesus said you must be best.
因为他是创造人的上帝。
Because he's the creator.
赐人智慧的上帝。
He's the one who gives wisdom to us.
拯救人的上帝。
And the one who saves us.
就是教导人行善。
And the one who teaches us to be good.
又是最有智慧的上帝。
And the one, the God who is wise.
对我们是敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端的主。
And he said that those who fear the Lord is the beginning of the knowledge.
是最好。
And the best.
的人。
The best people.
又纯良又灵巧。
Kind and also shrewd.
这样的基督徒。
This kind of Christian.
不会害人。
They will not hurt
因为他纯良的
because they're kind.
这样基督徒
so these are Christians
也不会随便受亏的
they also will not be utilized
因为他非常灵巧
because they know it very well
第二种人呢
the second kind of people
又好又笨的人
but then they're good they're stupid
虽然很笨他是好人啊
even though they're stupid they're good people
这世界如果多一些好人虽然笨笨的也不要紧的
in the world if there are more of these people who are good even though they're stupid it's okay
因为不会增加罪恶的
Because they wouldn't increase the evils.
但是请你注意哈。
But then pay attention.
从机会从可能性来说。
Seeing from the viewpoint of potentiality and possibilities.
又坏又聪明的人。
Those who are evil and they're intelligent.
还没有悔改以前最危险的。
Before they repent, they're very dangerous.
悔改以后可能贡献最大。
But after they repent, they have the greatest contribution.
因为他的智慧早就有了。
Because he has the wisdom.
他的聪明本来就是本质了。
He has the substance as the intelligence.
当他的坏变成好的时候 when, 他就把整个智慧跟良善都奉献给上帝。
When his evil turned to be good, then all the wisdom and intelligence will be given back to God.
所以保罗说你们基督徒。
So Paul said you as a Christian.
这地上生活。
When I live on this earth.
你们用智慧与外邦人交往。
With wisdom, you want to go with the pagans.
我们一定要学智慧。
We must learn to be wise.
我们一定要学聪明智慧。
We must learn to be intelligent and wise.
有聪明、机智、灵巧，才不会受利用。
Because intelligent, wise, then we want to be utilized by others.
It is very nice to be important.
那是如果成为这个重要的人物是好的。
But it is much important to be nice.
但是更重要的是我们要作为好人。
But you don't be too nice.People will take advantage of you.
对对，不要太好，免得人家占你便宜。
你们在恶上要益拙。
About thing which is evil, you must be innocent.
在善上要聪明。
About good thing, you must be wise.
你要有各样的智慧做好事。
With all wisdom, you want to do good things.
你要很笨，不能做那些不好的事情。
You must be fool not to do evil things.
但是
But then,
当别人对你做坏事的时候，怎样的诡计多端，你都要知道。
When people want to do evil things upon you, you know all tricks.
而你对别人做了多么多的好事，你当作忘记，当作应该做的，没有什么功劳可
言。So for all good things you've done to others, do not try to remember them.
这是很不简单的事。
It's not easy.
但是做人就要这样学习。
But such is the thing you learn to be man.
这段圣经隐藏了很多人生的智慧可以教导给我们。
So in this passage is hidden many of the wisdom of life.
最后
finally,
第二十节
verse 20,
保罗说赐平安的上帝
The God of peace
快要将撒旦 践踏在你们的脚下。
我曾 crush Satan under your feet。
愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。
The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you。
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
这是一个应许。
This is a promise。
这是一个预言。
This is also a prophecy。
是全本圣经里面别的地方里面没有看到的。
You won't see it in other places in the Bible。
保罗说
，Paul said，
愿上帝。
That God
以赐平安的上帝
，The God of peace，
他快要把撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。
Will soon crush Satan under your feet。
什么意思呢
？What do you mean by that？
你们领受了救赎之后
，After you receive salvation，
你们要胜过诡计多端、聪明犯罪作恶的撒旦。
You must be victorious over this Satan who is cunning。
我有时候看我们基督教很可怜。
Sometimes we see Christians are pitiful。
因为我们在许多的事情上比别人更没有智慧。
Because for many things we are less wise than others。
许多基督徒很好，但是比外邦人更迟钝，更没有灵巧。
Many of Christians are very good, but then they are less wise and less safe.
许多的坏人把我们践踏在他们的脚下。
So that many of these evil people crush on their feet.
我们只能哀叹。
We can only but sigh.
我们只能发怨言。
Only but sigh.
我们只能祷告中间向主求。
Only in prayer we pray to God.
我们终日被杀到什么时候呢
？But then we are being killed daily until when?
在罗马书第八章提到这样的话。
Romans chapter 8 say that.
在诗篇提到这样子。
Psalm also say that.
我们终日被杀。
For their whole life and daily we are killed.
我们终日受劳苦。
And also we labor.
我们终日受毁谤。
And we are being slander.
终日受逼迫。
And being persecuted.
但是罗马书最后一章有这样的一个应许的话语。
Romans in chapter 6 had this promise.
赐平安的上帝。
The God of peace.
快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。
Will soon crush Satan under your feet.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这是应许。
This is a promise.
这是预言。
This is a prophecy.
这是上帝已经给我们定下的应许。
That God has given this promise to us.
有一天你要看见上帝叫撒旦被践踏在我们的脚下。
One day you'll see that God will put Satan under our cross.
耶稣基督他得胜魔鬼的时候
，Jesus Christ when he's victorious over Satan，
仇敌成为他的脚凳
，the Satan become his stepping stool。
脚凳什么意思？你知道吗
？What a stepping stool？
就当一个将军得胜回来的时候
，that is when a general is victorious and come back，
他可以站在一个脚凳的上面
，he can stand on the stool，
表示他的得胜
，meaning he's victorious。
仇敌成为他的脚凳
，and also the enemy become his stool。
就像大卫把扫这个把这个哥利亚打死以后。
Just like this, after David has killed Goliath,
又用哥利亚的这个刀剑来把哥利亚的头把它这个割下
，and cut even the head with this Goliath's own sword.
然后呢，用他自己的脚放在这个仇敌的头上
，then put his own feet upon the head of this enemy.
这是表示的胜。
To symbolize that it's a victory.
所以基督徒有一天要得胜。
And one day Christian will be victorious.
得胜呢，践踏过我们的仇敌。
Victorious over Satan will crush us with feet.
我们践踏他。
Then we are now crushing with.
撒旦被践踏在我们的脚下的时候。
And we crush under our feet now.
表示主的得胜变成我们的得胜。
Meaning that the victorious of Christ become our own victory.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
保罗写完这本书以后
，Paul after he had completed this epistle.
以后的日子。
The days to come,
他照样传道
he continued to preach,
照样为主见证
continued to testify for the Lord,
结果他被罗马帝国抓去杀头
and because of that he was killed by the Roman Empire,
从人的看法来看
from man's view,
罗马是得胜的
the Roman Empire is
victorious, 保罗是失败的
Paul failed now,
但是两千多年以后
but 2000 years later,
我们现在的21st century.
Now we come to the 21st century.
我们看见罗马帝国在哪里。
We see where is Roman Empire.
罗马帝国已经不在了。
It's no more there.
那当时保罗被杀的时候，罗马帝国的皇帝叫做尼罗王。
It was Emperor Nero who was the emperor when Paul was being killed.
这个人几乎可以被称为是一个疯子。
He is a crazy person.
有一个哲学家为他自杀。
A philosopher killed himself for his sake.
寄信给他。
And send a letter to him,
说了这样一句话
and say this statement,
我不能看你这样的王帝继续下去宁愿我死所以我留学把这封信交给你
I cannot see you as this crazy person can you ring you want me to die I'm dying now I send this letter to you
他先写一些尼罗王伟大的地方
He has first written some great things about King Nero.
所以当尼罗读他的遗书的时候
，So when Emperor Nero was reading his letter,
读到前面几句称赞他的话，就一直流眼泪。这个哲学家这么尊重我，哎呀，他死了，我很难过。
Reading the first few statements, he shed tears. He said, "This philosopher respects me so much. I feel sad because he died."
但是读到最后几句的时候
，When I come to the last few statements,
像你这样的君王，我宁愿死。不在你的身边。
Emperor like you, I'd rather die and not live with you.
大发脾气就把那封信撕掉，烧掉。
So he got so angry and tore that letter and burned it.
尼罗王杀死自己的母亲。
Emperor Nero killed his own mother.
尼罗王把基督徒嫁祸，认为他们是烧掉罗马城的祸患。
And also blame this Christian as the one who set arson to the city of Rome.
尼罗王犯了很多的罪恶。
He has a lot of crimes and sin.
结果呢？
But then,
他死的时候，
at the time when he died,
全罗马城都反对他。
The whole Roman city go against him.
他不得不要自杀而死。
So he had to kill himself to die.
就他的手下保罗被杀了。
And it is under his hand that Paul was killed.
但是现在，
but now,
尼罗在哪里？
Where's Nero?
Where's Passion 在哪里？
Where's Passion? Where's he?
他的亚诺斯在哪里？
Yeah.
伽利古拉在哪里？
Where's Caligula?
还有许多 Domitian 在哪里？
Where's Domitian?
还有 Gratian 在哪里？
Diocletian.
这些逼迫基督教杀害传道人的皇帝。
All these emperors that persecuted Christians.
一个一个已经灭亡。
One by one they perish.
在大英博物馆里面。
And in the great,
你看见世界
museum
历史铜币展览。
You will see that the display of the coins of all the world.
In history.
In history,
里面有一个罗马帝国的皇帝时代的铜币。
One of the coin of the coin of the Roman emperor,
就是 Diocletian.
Is Diocletian.
前面是 Diocletian 皇帝逼迫基督教的那种凶恶的面孔的像。
The fierce figure of Diocletian when he was persecuting Christians.
后面写一句话。
And then behind is the same.
基督已经消灭了。
The Christ has been perished.
他杀了基督徒。
He has killed Christians.
他逼迫教会。
He persecuted the church.
所以他把自己的像很威风地放在前面，后面写基督已经被消灭了。
He puts his figure in front and the back and said, Christ has been perished.
这个铜钱当时是他的荣耀。
At that time, that was his glory, the coin.
以后变成他的羞辱。
By becoming shame later.
为什么？
Why?
因为保罗得着神的启示讲的这句话。
Because Paul, when he had revelation of God, he said this.
是平安的上帝。
The God of peace.
就快要把撒旦践踏在你们的脚。
Will soon crush Satan under your feet.
罗马帝国与基督教之间的关系。
The relationship of Roman Empire and Christianity
是预表世界的强权跟上帝统治万有之间的关系。
Were to prefigure even the relationship of the power of the world and the Christians.
没有一个帝国的版图跟军事的强势超过罗马帝国。
Not even a Christian, not even a nation or sort of power will be overcoming the Christians.
也没有一个宗教受过政治逼迫。大过基督教在罗马帝国下面所受的。
But also not even a religion who have been persecuted like Christians have been persecuted under the Roman Empire.
甚至写罗马书的保罗自己要被杀在罗马而死。
And even Paul who wrote the epistle of Roman, he was killed in Rome.
但他讲了这句话。
But he said this.
是平安的上帝。
The God of peace.
快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。
Will soon crush Satan under your feet.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩典。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
常常与你们同在。
Be with you.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
世界的历史继续不断在改变。
The history of the world will change.
有一天。
But one day.
这世上的国。
And the nation of the world.
都要成为我主与他的基督的国。
Shall become the kingdom of my Lord Jesus Christ.
The kingdom of the world. Shall become the kingdom of the Lord and his Christ.感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
那时
，at that time，
你就知道耶稣基督是万族之主，是万王之。
You will know that Christ Jesus, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
我们今天所领受的各样的困苦、逼迫、患难
，today all the persecution troubles that we face today，
有一天都要过去。
One day shall pass.
愿主把他的平安放在我们的心。
May God put His peace in our heart.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们大家站起来。
Shall we all rise?